Hello, this is Jennifer Riccinelli. I am editorial director of Stone World Contemporary Stone and Tile Design and Tile Magazines. And today we are at Coverings. It's day two. There's a lot of buzz on the show floor. And I am with Elena Capra, industry ambassador and interior designer of her own Elena Capra Designs in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hi, Elena.
Hi, it's great to join you. And it's been so exciting to be here at Coverings in Orlando and see so many friends and industry friends that I feel like we haven't seen in a long time. So this has been incredible so far.
It's been wonderful. Like everybody I talk to, it's just like people are excited to be back out.
Absolutely. I had such a good energy and a great excitement and seeing familiar faces. And then now seeing all the trends as well. It's been a win-win.
Exactly. So that's what we'd like to talk a little bit about. What have you been seeing in regards to stone and tile trends?
So as you know, with Coverings, we have our trends presentation, and we've done some things throughout the year of what to expect to see at the show, a little preview. And all of those things, seeing them on the show floor in person now has been wonderful. Some of the ones that have really stood out, I think, I would say first and foremost would be the biophilia trend. And as we've seen that in design, as a whole, but also, you know, in tile specifically, and everything from like a complete literal representation of that with the leaves and everything else to some that are more just natural materials like the wood looks and natural stone looks, you know, on porcelain.
Right.
But I've really loved seeing on the porcelain panels and slabs a lot of these great prints that look like botanicals and leaves and just something that if you could picture maybe on a wall in a shower where,
right,
you know, you have, then it looks like you're right immersed in nature. And also I've seen somewhere it's even the shape of the tile has looked like a leaf. That was quite
cool
and sort of angular. So there's been a lot of interesting things where you're seeing it from large format to smaller sizes. And then just the color of green would be kind of wavering into the next trend. A lot of green. And I feel like I've been coming to Coverings since 2010 and seeing green. We saw like a hint of it like over years, but really seeing it such a strong presence has been awesome. I love it.
Yep, I think it's great. And it's like a pop of color because I know the whites and beiges and grays have been popular for so long. And I know that I'm sure they are still as a background, but it's good to see that people are gravitating to a little color.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. I think the staples of grays, beige, taupes, white, all of that is still so popular because we're thinking a lot of people like to set a neutral ground,
right,
whether it's for floor or walls or a combination of the two. But to be able to infuse color, maybe it might not be everywhere, but as an accent, it gives us so many options. And I love that. And I think it's also seeing a lot of the blues too. I've seen a lot of blues, stuff that look like natural stone and blue, stuff that looks like blue jade onyx. Really cool because it's you know, you could see a piece of natural stone that looks exactly like what it is, you know, printed to look like, and the depth, the color, it's amazing.
It really is. So now in your own experiences dealing with your clients, what are some examples, applications you're doing with these types of tiles?
So I think a lot of great options. First and foremost would be an accent wall with some of this, because we had also seen, just to touch on one more trend, the soft textures, which sort of fits into this sort of calming effect of nice, soft, natural textures. And something like that, an accent wall, where you have almost this 3D look. You light it well, and that really kind of plays to the depth of that. So accent walls, some of the larger format stuff, flooring, walls, cladding with the porcelain panels and slabs, the cladding aspects of that to make furniture pieces or do a countertop and all of these things where we haven't, as we see that technology and everything emerging, continue to get better and better and so many more options and sizes and colors. It just gives us so much more to play with.
Absolutely.
And I love that.
Yep. And I guess, you know, people have said during the pandemic that over the last year, people are spending a lot of time in their homes. I know even when I go for walks in my own neighborhood, there's always some truck, like people are remodeling, doing home improvements. Have you found that a lot with your clients, your business?
Yes. And it's weird. I feel like I'm so grateful to see that. And I know so many people say the same thing, because the first thing I started getting calls last summer, you know, returning clients, hey, you know what? When people weren't traveling, they thought about, you know, maybe it's a good time to remodel. We're home. We want to improve the home because we're staying there. But now that things have continued to change, we're seeing people are still continuing to do it, which is awesome. Everyone's looking to update, change, or the real estate market has been very hot as well. People are moving, selling their homes, buying new ones. Also an opportunity to change, to remodel, do a lot of different
right.
things.
Right. I ran into one fabricator, and he told me he has done so many outdoor barbecues. That it seems like are people making their outdoor spaces like their outdoor living
rooms?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm based in South Florida. Outdoor right. spaces are exactly what we're all about here, although here we use them more in the cooler months
right.
than the hotter months. They're the opposite, right? Well, I mean, it's year-round, but another great thing is when you think about the outdoor stuff, how porcelain as pavers as and also as a countertop option for outdoors, because of course the UV resistance, it's good to be out. That's something, a product that will hold up well. So it's exciting to see how many other ways you can use porcelain, not only indoors but out.
Absolutely. And I guess finally, you know, and I even have been talking to some show management too, and even they are saying pleasantly surprised how many international companies have made it here, tile companies, and it really showed a commitment for them to get here as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's been so nice. I've run into so many like old friends from the industry that I know come from all over, and seeing them and getting to see them in person and know how many people made such efforts to be here.
Absolutely. And to see those big displays, you know, we weren't sure what we'd be seeing this year, and it really is amazing.
Everything looks incredible. It felt great to walk the show floor. Really wonderful to tour. We toured with design students today and brought them through and
fun.
See the excitement of the new generation of the industry who will be specifying the product. And to people who are first timers at the show, I actually ran into a lot of people who were first time here at Coverings, and that's also exciting to see.
I absolutely did this afternoon too. She came up to our booth and she was like, actually, I don't have a question about you, but she goes, yeah. And she was just, she goes, this is my first time. And she was a designer, and she was actually trying to find the layout, you know, and everything. So it's been a great show,
yes.
And I appreciate your time. And I look forward to talking with you again soon about some of your projects.
Well, definitely. It's been great chatting with you, and
great.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank
as
you.
I know I will.
Yes, definitely. We'll get back to it.
Yes.
Okay, bye-bye.